A Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, examined a proposal for a temporary guest worker program, a key provision in the Senate-passed immigration reform bill. Under the Senate bill, some of the estimated 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants in the United States would have an opportunity to pursue a path to citizenship if they meet certain conditions. A House-passed bill does not address the guest worker proposal or prospects for citizenship. Instead, it would strengthen border security and designate illegal immigrants as felons to be deported. At the Senate hearing, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the economy of his city would collapse if the estimated 500,000 undocumented workers who provide critical services to city residents were deported.
A lot of them provide the elbow grease to make the traditional industries you've talked about, whether it is tourism-related industries of transportation and food and beverage, or it's home health care, or it's providing a lot of the cleaning services and driving taxi cabs and those kinds of things. It's just without them, the city could not survive in the ways it is.
On the other U.S. coast in San Diego, California, a House Subcommittee on International Terrorism met to focus on border security. Daryl Griffin, chief border patrol agent for the San Diego sector, testified that criminal cartels that help move illegal immigrants across the U.S. border also traffic in drugs, and they pose a significant threat to U.S. security. He made his comments under questioning by Congressman Daryl Issa, a California Republican.
Whether it's drugs or other contraband or people, they don't care. They normally operate in both industries.
That can be an occurrence, yes, sir.
Therefore, I presume that if they'll take people or packages of stuff, they don't really care whether there's a dirty bomb in there or an Al-Qaeda agent. Basically, they move people and bags of things. Is that right?
That'd be a correct assumption.
As the congressional field hearings took place, immigration reform was also on President Bush's mind. Speaking in Alexandria, Virginia, the president renewed his call on Congress to complete comprehensive immigration reform legislation that includes a guest worker proposal.
So I look forward to working with Congress for a temporary worker plan. It'll have background checks to make sure that people are coming aren't criminals, that say you can come here for a temporary basis, that you can do work others aren't doing. And that's one way to make sure that employers know they're hiring people who are here legally.
The House and Senate must reconcile differences in their two immigration reform bills before a final version is sent to President Bush for his signature. With both chambers so far apart on the issue, lawmakers acknowledge negotiations will be difficult. Deborah Tafioe News, Capitol Hill.